It's Monday, August 31st, and this morning markets are waking up to U.S. strikes on Iran, oil jumping, and China delivering a double dose of bad economic news. A lot to unpack on the last day of summer. So, Dev, big Monday. Where do we start?
Oil is the loudest thing. U.S. military strikes on Iran over the weekend sent crude sharply higher this morning. Markets hate uncertainty around Middle East supply, and this qualifies.
And the Hormuz Strait is already under stress, so this makes it worse.
Exactly. Tankers are already being rerouted. Now add active U.S.-Iran conflict, and shippers are very nervous. Energy stocks are catching a bid.
Meanwhile, China is not helping the mood.
Not at all. The two things dropped overnight. First, China's factory activity, a broad measure of how much the economy is producing, contracted again. That's a drag on global growth expectations. Second, Beijing announced a surprise tightening of mortgage rules, which rattled property markets there.
Factories slowing and housing squeezed at the same time. That's a grim combination.
It is. And BEID, the Chinese electric vehicle giant, just reported earnings that missed expectations, which the market is reading as proof the EV price war over there is doing real damage.
Let's go deeper on Iran, because this moved fast.
It did. The strikes are being treated as a genuine escalation, not a one-off. The market's focus immediately went to oil supply. Iran is a meaningful producer, and any disruption to Persian Gulf shipping tightens global supply fast.
And Hormuz is the choke point everyone keeps coming back to.
Right. About a fifth of the world's oil passes through that strait. Ships are already taking longer, more expensive routes to avoid it. Higher shipping costs feed into higher oil prices, and higher oil prices feed into everything. Gas, goods, inflation.
So for a regular person, this isn't just geopolitics. It's a prices story.
That's the risk. Yes, if oil stays elevated, it complicates the Fed's whole picture. The Federal Reserve has been hoping inflation stays cool so they have room to cut interest rates. A sustained oil spike makes that harder.
Higher rates for longer, which means more pressure on mortgages, loans, all of it.
Exactly. That's why this story is gaining real traction. Yeah, it runs straight into your wallet.
Okay, what's gaining steam and what's losing it right now?
Gaining steam. The China property shock. Beijing's new mortgage rules caught investors off guard. And that story went from background noise to front page concern very quickly.
And BYD feeds that same China picture?
It does. The earnings miss is fresh, and it's firming up the view that the EV price war isn't over. The biggest player just showed the damage on its own books.
What's cooling?
The Texas power grid upgrade story, it was getting attention last week, but the Iran and China headlines are pulling focus. It hasn't gone away. Just quieter today.
All right, bear corner. The oil surge sounds scary, but is it?
Here's the pushback. Markets have cried wolf on Hormuz before. Tankers are rerouting, but global oil supply hasn't actually collapsed. The world adapts.
So the fear might be bigger than the reality.
Possibly, but the U.S. military being directly involved changes the calculus. Previous episodes were Iran threatening closure. This is different. The stakes for escalation just got higher, and that's harder for markets to shrug off.
Yeah. We've seen this before as a dangerous sentence when the situation actually changed. What should people be watching for tomorrow?
Any diplomatic response to the Iran strikes? De-escalation or retaliation will move oil fast. Also, watch for more China data. The mortgage shock is fresh, and officials may respond.
The ECB digital euro story is quietly building, too. I keep coming back to what that means for crypto holders.
Good flag. Europe moving toward a digital currency puts real pressure on stablecoins. That one's Tuesday's story if it develops.
The last day of August, and it's anything but quiet. A lot depends on what happens overnight in the Middle East. Stay curious, stay careful. Narratic Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice. and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.